tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour today, this Thursday, June 12th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We've been talking about the budget. We've been talking about the governor coming out with her numbers earlier in the year. Last month, the Senate Democrats passed their almost $86 billion budget. Well, yesterday in Lansing, the House passed their budget for K through 12 education, Department of Education, and the My Leap program. Michigan Public Schools would receive a record $12,000 per student. Democrats' bills, the governor's numbers, were roughly $10,000. The House Majority Republicans passing the bills 56 to 53. All Republican votes. Two Republicans did not vote for the budget. State Representative Steve Cara and Josh Shriver from Oxford voted no on all three of the bills. House Bills 45, 76, 77, and 78. Here's how the Republicans increased the per pupil funding to $12,000. Funded in large part by the elimination of roughly 100 specific earmarks. Under a fiscal year 2026 House Republican Education budget, it passed through the subcommittee, it passed through the full Appropriations Committee, and went to the House floor vote without one single Democrat yes vote. In all, five state budgets related to education moved out of appropriation on party lines. And by 1:25 p.m. yesterday, after having moved out of subcommittee in the morning, only the three bills, School Aid Fund, Department of Education, Department of Michigan Lifelong Education, Advancement and Potential, My Leap, were the only three that passed out. The other two bills for higher education, the universities and community colleges, came with cuts deep enough that they reportedly gave some Republican members anxiety. So both of those budgets were put on the shelf until they could be worked out. Basically, they didn't have the votes for it. But the cuts were so deep to public universities and community colleges, they didn't have the votes for it, they tabled them. Yesterday's movement is the first time the House Republicans have revealed details about their fiscal year 2026 budget plan. Michigan's public schools start their new budgets on July 1st. So in terms of the K through 12 budget, special pots of money for free lunch and breakfast, transportation, English as a second language, and many more were all rolled up in the House Bill 4577, giving local school districts the option to pay for the programs if they want them. We'll continue on. We'll dive deep into this House education budget passing yesterday afternoon. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. The Republican-controlled majority House state representatives passed three bills for education funding yesterday afternoon, 56-53. Not one Democrat voted for it. Two other Republicans voted against it as well. Well, the current House K through 12 Appropriations Committee Chair, Tim Kelly, Republican from Saginaw, called House Bill 4577 a shock to the system, in that as many as 100 quote unquote categoricals for specific purposes have built up in the last 6 years since he last chaired the House Appropriations Committee. House Bill 4577 scraps most of these. Over the years, this explosion of categoricals have diverted hundreds of millions of dollars away from the students. This budget restores some sort of sanity to the process. It gives us a fresh start. Well, the Democrat Minority Vice Chair, Alibas Farhat, Democrat from Dearborn, said allocating money through these categoricals is a form of holding the recipients accountable to achieve the goals that the money was intended for, such as feeding or busing students. You feed the students, you get the money. You bus the students, you get the money. Well, the Republicans said there was nothing more than earmarks for special carve-outs in the education system that was not needed. So, to be able to increase the per pupil allowance by almost $2,000 to reach the $12,000 mark was a way to replace the funding lost by the categoricals. Simply, based on the number of students in the building, you get more money. What you do with the money is up to each individual local school district, as opposed to be dictated to, micromanaged by Lansing. Republicans believe that they can do it better at the local level than Lansing can do it from the state capitol. Additionally, almost $41 million in general fund was added to the per pupil funding, and an equivalent amount is allocated to non-public schools for mental health and school safety. Still, keeping in the budget universal breakfast and lunch, student teacher stipends, robotics, in the Science Olympiad program, as well as literacy professional development for the teachers. Well, despite the constitutional conflict presented by allocating public funds to private schools, House Appropriation Committee Chair Ann Bolin said it's something she fully supports, and she doesn't expect litigation. Taxpayer dollars going to private schools. Okay, we'll wait and see if her prediction comes true. Now, here's the problem. Last month, the Democrat-controlled Senate passed their budget on a Wednesday. 2 days later, the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference, the CREC, gave their report. And they said that the Senate's budget did not balance. The House adopted a resolution immediately stating that the Senate chamber would have to go back and redo their budget because it was unconstitutional. It didn't balance. Well, it only didn't balance because of the revenue estimate that was coming from the CREC. So, what the Republicans did was decided to use the new numbers in their budget. By doing so, the budget balances. Now, also, Bolin was asked why a private school student should be cheated out of education or taxpayer dollars. Bolin asked that question. The answer came back very clear. According to the Republicans, they shouldn't be cheated. It's taxpayer dollars. Taxpayer dollars, per our Constitution, folks, must educate the children. Now that they have school choice between private, public, charter, homeschooling, or whatever, the money needs to follow the child, according to Bolin. Additionally, Bolin said these budgets were made with the removal of the sales tax from motor fuels at the pump. The switch accounts for about $1 billion that the Republicans now want to put toward their road funding plan. House Republicans en masse supported the spending plan that leaves in place the funding for at-risk students, gives a little more money to special education. It scraps the governor's and Senate proposed 80% cut to charter schools, simply gets rid of it, keeps charter schools fully funded, and creates a $286.5 million pot of one-time money for infrastructure improvements. It also spends money, focuses on skilled trades, training, and phonics for reading. Kelly, the chair of the House Appropriation Committee, basically called it a small, beautiful bill. As opposed to what's going on in Washington, the one big, beautiful bill. Well, he called this a small, beautiful bill. It firmly pushes the hot button social issues of the day. And it also cuts the school's per pupil allowance 20% if, now this is interesting, have some caveats to it, has some rules tied to the money. If a school district uses a curriculum that includes race or gender stereotyping, uses any funding for diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, allows transgender girls, boys, to participate in girls' sports, or provides multi-stall unisex bathrooms, they lose $2,000 per student. They go back to the Democrats' number of $10,000 per kid. Well, what we see, what we end up with, whatever passes off the floor in the House today, isn't going to be what we vote for on the final bill. I understand that. But it sets the bar high enough on our side in the House to get the attention of both the Senate and the governor. Everybody knows that this is simply our opening bid, Kelly said. Well, Ann Bolin, the chair of the full House Appropriation Committee, said she hopes the final budget will look very similar to these bills. School districts need to make a decision. You want to provide unisex bathrooms? You want to allow transgender girls, boys, to participate in girls' sports? You want to push diversity, equity, and inclusion? You want to include in your curriculum race or gender stereotyping? Well, you're going to do it with the Democrats, $10,000 per pupil. You don't do these things, you get the Republicans 12,000. You got a decision to make. It's that simple. Well, the bottom line, the spending plan puts a heavy focus on parental involvement, requiring school officials to notify parents of how that school is stacking up against the state's accountability system. Democrats want to get rid of the report card system, where the schools get letter grades on how well they are educating the children. Well, in the Republican bill, no. If we get rid of the letter grade for the school, then the school officials will have to talk to the parents and inform them exactly where they stand in educating their children. Well, the lead Democrat on the subcommittee, Carol Glanville, Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, said, "I think this is a joke, and it's not funny," talking about the Republicans' education budget. Their disrespect towards education, toward the process. A budget is a document of our value, and they have demonstrated here today what they do and they don't value. And I would say that they don't value the children of Michigan," end quote, said Glanville. Okay, don't value the children. Got it. Because they hold you guys accountable as to what you can and can't teach in public schools. Got it. Final statement, Regina Weiss, Democrat from Oak Park, said the budget contains several Easter eggs that set conditions that will make it difficult for school districts to comply with. One, for example, has to do with ingredients in food. Another requires that 100% of the students file for a free lunch application. Requirements on school resource officers will also be difficult to hit. Well, the final takeaway of the proposal, the House is going to take $265.8 million from the school aid rainy day fund, leaving it with only $209 million. Another $738.5 million will be drained from five other funds and diverted into the school aid fund. This basically moves $1 billion into covering the cost of the budget. So, immediately, a lot of special interest groups, teachers' unions, education lobbying groups, many others, responded and had, of course, very negative opinions about this budget. Well, guess what, folks? There's new Republicans in the House. New leadership, new chairs, and the Senate and the governor are going to have to deal with it. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.